'Cause I have to come down if I wanna get high. Yeah, I have to come down if I wanna get high.
Okay, before I go into what I just played, I should do a station announcement because this is, the show is called Something About the Women. We're at 91.5 FM WMFO. We are located in Medford on the Tufts campus. We are Freeform Radio, and Freeform we are, and I have Abby Barrett with me. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
And so I played a couple of songs that you had requested by musicians that you collaborate with, and that was Andrea Gillis' Stars Like Ours. Andrea Gillis was Weed Me Out from Ladies Love Thunder, and then Stars Like Ours Radio from A Million Ways to Exit. And what would you like to, let's talk about these musicians a little bit.
Yeah, so Stars Like Ours is Michelle Paulus, Kristen Holliday, and Rice Edmonston. And Rice also plays drums in my band. So, it's a very incestual music scene where we all play in each other's bands. And yes. I sometimes sing with Andrea. And both are great bands, super fun to watch live. So, Stars Like Ours will be at that show. Our little mini festival at Lizard Lounge. So
yes, and that's March 22nd at the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah, that's
but
our
that's,
show.
That's
I think they're the
show,
night
so
before.
So it's going for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So March 22nd, is that a Friday or Saturday?
That's a good question that I don't know the answer to.
We have the technology, but you know why?
We'll figure it out.
Just, you know what?
It's just a show up.
Nights. Yes.
Just keep showing up.
Keep
until
showing
we show up.
Yeah. I see you at a lot of shows. When I go out.
Yeah.
And it's always lovely to see you in the audience. And I always wonder, is Andrea going to be going on stage?
Yeah. I know. It's so funny. It's like, sometimes I get called up, sometimes I don't. It just kind of depends. But I'm always,
Yes.
I'm always sort of prepared for it. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I guess I'm singing.
Now, the Will Daly show over at Crystal Ballroom, you were prepared for.
I was prepared for that, yeah.
That was organized. And it was so fun to be in the audience because I did not know that you were going to be on stage and there were other people around. And we were all pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good.
You could hear like a ripple through the audience. Abby's here. Abby's here.
Who's that
and
tall
then
lady?
I think you started singing at one point and somebody in the audience was comfortable enough to yell at the sound person, turn up Abby's microphone.
Oh,
it was
really
like
fun.
This kind of, what are you doing?
Come
turn
on.
Up that microphone.
Come on. Yeah, that was a really fun show, too.
That was a really good show. Will Daly is quite physical in his performance.
Yeah, he's very bendy.
He's very bendy. Yeah. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like there's not a lot of people who are taller than me. He's definitely taller than me. And it's just, I feel like it's sort of this weird, it's like, I'm not as bendy. So I'm like kind of stiff up on stage. And then I'm standing next to basically like Gumby, who's just like moving around, like, but he's always fun to watch and, great guitar player too, which I think most people recognize, but they should recognize it more.
Yes.
He's just phenomenal at guitar.
And just his personality, the shower series.
He's a funny dude.
Well, you are holding on to your guitar, and
I
you
am.
Are a musician, and I will put on a third microphone so your guitar can get picked up.
Yeah.
And what would you like to play?
I'm going to play a song called They're Gonna Shoot.
Okay, thank you.
And sun against a thing you cannot outrun. Thick or thin, if you got skin, the world awaits to see you done in. Pretty but defective, or just ugly and objectionable. Which will they choose? Oh, which will they choose? You can hide behind a curtain, but you'll never phone for certain. Mama, they're gonna shoot. They're gonna shoot. Oh, what's that weapon in your palm? Did you fend them off? Did you just egg them on? Witch hunts never lose their flame. The village grows, the fear stays the same. This one's pornographic, oh, but this one's not attractive enough. Which one are you? Oh, which one are you? Did you know you'd have to battle over what's inside your saddle? Mama, they're gonna shoot. They're gonna shoot. Ooh, hey, hey. Ooh, hey, hey. Ooh, hey, hey. Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, which way are you gonna fall? to make a man, to make a froth at the rib. Look too happy, look too fair, look worse for wear when they emptied their clip. Do you give them what they wanted to no longer be the taunted mama? You're gonna lose, oh, you're gonna lose. Dip your toe into the water and you feed their taste for slaughter, mama. They're gonna shoot, they're gonna shoot.
This is where we need clapping. It's just me.
That's fine. I'll take whatever I can get.
Can you tell us a little about the song?
Yeah, this is a song that I kind of wrote about. This was like, I guess this came out in 2014. But it's basically a song about navigating as a woman in the world and just sort of the... everything you do is wrong. Like, you're either too hot or you're too ugly or you're, you know, too loud or you're too quiet, and just sort of constantly being sort of pushed and pulled.
Right. It's not if it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. So what are you going to do about it? Right.
Yeah.
Which way are you going to fall?
Yeah.
I think is really interesting lyrics. Because, yeah, we do face all of these challenges. And I think as a performer, even more so, because you're in the public spotlight.
Yeah, for sure.
And I hear that from multiple performers about your appearance on stage.
Yeah.
And you're like, how is that any of your business? This
yeah.
is what I'm doing.
A lot of like unsolicited advice afterwards. I did actually once get the, you should smile more after like 2 hours of performing. Mm-hmm. I was just like, go away.
Yeah.
You know?
That has nothing to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not...
Unless it's like my vocal sound
either.
Or
yeah,
maybe,
exactly.
you know, my vocal technique. That's, you know, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I really love the sentiment. And I loved where that goad, that where that went, where that goad.
Where that goad.
Which way are you going to fall? You know, it's just kind of, you know, ruminating about the situation and then what you came up with.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And there's a lot of like, sense. For some reason on that album, I had a lot of like... sort of cowboy Western imagery, which is just a very
yes.
strange thing, because it's not like I grew up in a ranch or anything, but...
No, far from it.
Yeah, yeah, but it somehow, like, spoke to me, so yes. who knows.
I have this image of, like, the holster with the two...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You didn't grow up here, though. You grew up in New York.
Yeah, I grew up in New York and then moved to Somerville in 2001.
Everyone lives in Somerville. We're kind of the Ellis Island of Massachusetts.
Yeah, totally. I feel like yeah. I knew like a couple people who lived there, and I didn't want to like live in New York, so I was like, I'll move to Somerville.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And so what was that like? You landed here in Somerville.
Yeah.
What year was that?
So that was that was like October 2001, and then I got a job at like a coffee shop, and, you know, I've been here ever since, basically, just...
Yeah.
Making my way through Massachusetts, living in different towns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I landed in Somerville and it stuck. I just didn't leave.
I mean, it's a great little city, so.
Mm-hmm. It was Johnny D's that drew me to Somerville. Because I was living in Dorchester and I could never figure out how to get to Johnny D's.
Yeah.
Because of all the one-way streets off of Mass Ave. And,
too many.
And then, you know, parking wasn't so much of a problem then.
Right.
It's more of a problem now. I said, you know, I know how to handle this. I'm just going to move near Johnny D's.
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah, it's too bad it's not there anymore.
But. It is too bad. But you know what? I will say that... Tom Bianchi has really picked up the slack over
for
the
sure.
Burn.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just amazing how he schedules the back room.
Yeah.
And you've been there.
Oh, yeah. Tons of time. Like, he has such a great mix of different artists. You know, he really hustles to get great acts and to, you know, the place is always packed too. So
I have another show on Mark Skin Radio called Rock Opera.
Yep.
And my mother is the opera intel, but I feel like I should know something.
Yeah. Well,
so I started taking a class in opera
cool.
on Tuesdays. It's cool. So Tom scheduled a group called Opera on Tap because they want to bring opera to unconventional locations. And then they had a Drunken Messiah sing-along.
Oh, wow.
And half of my opera class was there. It sold out.
Oh, wow.
Chris, who's at the door, who's just lovely, right?
He's awesome. Yeah.
He had to turn people away, which I think was really hard for him because he is such a
nice guy. He's so nice. Yeah, he never wants to do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Tom will take a chance on something like that, and then it's successful. So.
Oh, I wish I went to that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, they have ongoing things there. Yeah. So. Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Do you have another song to play?
Sure, I can do one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you got?
This one is called Kingdoms and Castles. And I just need to tune down one string. She gathers her robes and the queen goes back to her throne. What a festival to do it all again. 'Cause over and over in kingdoms and castles the fun must never end. Chamber, she wanders the halls. Torch lit aflame, the queen feels the same, no change at all. To be the best of all, she's waited awful long. 'Cause over and over in kingdoms and castles, they sing their victory songs. They'll sing of heroes and the glorious receptions and the joy it brings to those good fortune blesses with perfection, perfection. To the sound, fanfare the yelling, it's silence when she's not around. Just a lonely tune to carry her along, till over and over in kingdoms and castles they sing a victory song. They'll sing of heroes and the glory receptions and the joy it brings to those good fortune blesses with perfection, perfection.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
That song is new to me. Is that on a recording?
That is on a recording. That's actually my first album. Oh, I can't remember. The live version is a little bit different than the recorded version, but I've been doing this one for probably like 10 years at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine that you pick your playlist based on the venue.
Yes.
And I think the last few times that I've seen you, it's been kind of a rockin' venue.
Yeah, yeah. It's usually, when we play live, I tend to choose kind of the more energetic songs. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, we'll do some quieter ones. But it really depends on like the, I usually have like alternates on the set list. So it depends on like the feel of the room. If it's like a 10 o'clock on a Saturday and people have been drinking, like, a quiet, slow one's probably not going to be the best option. So,
well, the last time I saw you, I think, was at Gail Erdos. Was at the the house concert, and it was that unseasonably warm November day because you were outdoors. And I think, actually, if I remember, did your band leave stage for you to do a couple quieter songs
did,
at one point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was such an amazing show.
Yeah, her house is just a great, like, a house concert. It's always really fun, and you know, it's just a great space to play, and it's definitely like more intimate, which is nice because then you can do some of the slower ones.
Yes, yes, it is, and it's set up so there can be indoors or outdoors, because that room in the back, the studio, is really a nice place for hearing music.
Yeah.
But that was a treat standing outside.
I know. Yeah, it's you know, it's sort of, on the one hand, you're like, why is it so warm out, but It was actually really nice to be outside.
Yes. I went to California the next day, and I was bragging to my family, look what we did. We were outside. And of course, it was sunny and 70 there, and they thought. And
they're like, we do that every day.
They're like, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You know, you could move here.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm in Massachusetts. I'm in Massachusetts. Sounds like you're still in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think I'm here to stay, so.
Yes. Yeah. So, once again, you have a show coming up at the Lizard Lounge on March 22nd.
Yes.
Anything else you want to announce?
No, I mean, after that, we got another one at the Burin on the May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
I'll bring the tacos.
Yes. I'll bring the margaritas.
It'll be better if they bring the if they make the tacos. They're better cooks.
Yeah. I wonder how the Burin does margaritas. We'll see.
Yes,
but,
we'll see.
That would be a fun one. So.
Yeah. You know, I've been focusing on labels in the past few shows that I've been doing. I feel like, are you supported by Rumbar Records?
We did do a, we put out an EP with Rumbar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is just an amazing presence around here.
Yeah, it's great.
And I know Mike Stewart supports them. I forget how he's involved with them, but he's also such a great supporter
of
musicians. And he really... you know, is responsible for our live day event here at WMFO. And so, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you know,
for having
I have a couple other songs that you had requested. So I think I'm going to go ahead and play them.
Oh, sure.
Amber, and I'm not going to be able to pronounce her last name.
So she actually, her stage name now is Amber Angelina. So if.
Oh, but, I know Amber Angelina.
Yes,
oh, okay.
But this,
and she was with you at the Burin when I saw you for. Oh, shoot. What was that? We were in the audience.
Like, yeah.
You were in the audience. You were with Dennis Brennan, too.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, you know what? It was Ruth's thing. It was the Dempsey Cowlick.
Yes.
Yes.
Another great singer.
Yes.
You know.
And I love the whole backstory with that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And talk about, like, a flexible musician. Her husband, Chris, like... Oh, is on drums with, like, all over the place.
Yeah, he plays all over the place. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so that's who this is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Megan Tracy is not a musician I am familiar with.
Oh,
and
really?
I went and
okay.
I looked at our Markskin Radio Library, and we have, like, 8 recordings of Megan Tracy. So
oh, good.
That is a
yeah.
musician I'm going to explore.
Yeah, definitely.
Going to explore. So, okay, well, I'll go ahead and put on some music. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
For your consideration, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by. I've been dry, all sun and rainless, tougher, not painless. Don't pass me by.
I wasn't 17. You wouldn't say I hadn't lived my life or didn't have the means. Doesn't make it any less of a hard-earned right to say I want what I have.
Inherent strangeness. Wonders where did he go wrong?
Okay, thank you once again to Abby Barrett for coming into the station and sharing some live music and some stories, helping me with this playlist. And again, we'll be at the Lizard Lounge on March 22nd. There will be a whole host of musicians coming and going at that time. So I am sure that I will be playing a set of music closer to that date to let you all know what to expect. So in that last three-song set was inspired again by Abby Barrett because she requested these two songs. Amber Casares, and Amber performs under Amber Angelina, which was very helpful information for me because I have looked for music by Amber Angelina and had a difficult time finding it. And then here it is under Amber Casares. So that was Don't Pass Me By. That was from a recording, Traveling Ghost. After that, Megan Tracy. This recording is Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections. The title of this song is At My Age, a musician I am not that familiar with, but apparently in our library we have a lot of music by Megan Tracy. So that will be a musician I will be looking up and finding out some more intel. And then ended with Abby Barrett, Falling. That is from the recording, That Shame. And if you remember way back when we started all of this, Abby sang live the title track from that recording. So I have about 20 minutes left for some music. And as I had been talking earlier about labels, I was still on Matador Records. And that set is a little bit longer than I played. So I have a few more songs. I really am enjoying this new recording by Cedar Kinney. It is titled, is it the Little Rope? It's titled Little Rope. And it is a new release, and it is really just an absolutely stunning album. And so I'm going to play another song off of that and then go into some other musicians who are supported by Matador Records. And of course, at 1 o'clock, Brian Young will be here for Crash Course for the Ravers.
seems to know. It's got your shoes and dress and coat and says we're going to the road and to the edge. If I follow you, then tell me that you're still. We'll be right back.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
It's unkind, but my own blood is much too dangerous. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Hanging round the ceiling half the time.
The bride.
Okay, once again, that was part of my Matador Records set, starting with Sleater-Kinney off of this brand new album, Hunt You Down. The new album is titled Little Rope. It is really a very good album. And I feel like I'm hearing things. Oh, that's because I didn't turn the music off. Okay, there are no ghosts here. After that, Liz Phair, Mesmerizing. That is from Exile in Guyville. Then Nico Case, Hold On, Hold On. Fox Confessor, Brings the Flood. Then Boy Genius, Not Strong Enough, and that is from the record. I want to thank Abby Barrett once again for coming in. It's really a joy when live musicians take the time and effort to come in. It's not an easy station to get to because we have a couple flights of stairs and they have to haul their equipment. And luckily, this is not a terrible time slot, 11 to 1, but really appreciate Abby making the effort to come out here, playing us some live music, sharing us some information, and then introducing me to new musicians. I see Brian Young, and so I'm going to end the show with some Beach House, and I am on in 3 weeks.
It's why.